Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
A convicted murderer on death row once presented a striking scientific argument in an attempt to overturn his sentence. He claimed, "Imagine I had not eaten for the past several months. I would no longer be alive. The human body is constantly regenerating. Its cells are continuously replaced. Not a single cell in my body today is the same cell that participated in the act of murder. That physical body no longer exists. Scientifically, not one cell remains. Everything is new." And he concludes, "Nothing in me is the same physical person who committed the crime." While this argument does not alter legal or moral accountability, its scientific premise is entirely accurate. The body is in a perpetual state of renewal. Cells die, new cells form, and the food we consume becomes the raw material for this ongoing regeneration. Nothing in the physical world remains static. Everything is in constant motion, transforming from one state to another. The Ramban captures this idea in the verse, Hatzur Tomim Pa'oloi, and it's the Ramban in Koheles. "The Creator's work is perfect and complete," says the Ramban. "Nothing in creation ever disappears. It merely sheds one form and assumes another. Matter becomes gas. Gas condenses back into matter. Energy becomes matter. Sunlight becomes plant life through photosynthesis. Water evaporates, becomes vapor, and returns as rain. Creation is a continuous cycle of transformation." In the language of the Rishonim, Peshet Tzure, the Loivish Tzure, it divests itself of one form and takes on another. Atoms recombine endlessly, hydrogen and oxygen become water, other combinations form other substances. When a living organism dies, it decomposes, returning to its elemental root, Ofer Ato, Vel Ofer Toshuv. Everything is always in motion. Modern science reinforces this. All matter is essentially energy in a temporary configuration. Split the atom and you reveal boundless energy. Creation at its core is a blur of constantly moving particles and forces of energy. This is all a preface to what we want to discuss. Why Tchiyas HaMesim is the foundation of Emunah. And we'll try to come to a profound understanding of what Tchiyas HaMesim is. The resurrection of the dead is such a central principle of Jewish belief. Why is it not sufficient for the neshama alone to receive reward in Gan Eden? Why must there be Tchiyas HaMesim? Drawing on the teachings of the Tanya and the Leshem and other Mekubalim, we can understand the following. The Leshem explains that Tchiyas HaMesim is not a single future event. It addresses a deeper question. Is Hashem's world a complete failure? History seems filled with turmoil, sin, suffering, destruction. Only for a brief period in the days of Shlomo HaMelech was there true peace. Superficially, creation appears a total unsuccessful mission. Yet every day we say, Mechaye Meisim Ato, you are actively reviving the dead. In the present tense, not you will revive, but you are constantly reviving. What does this mean? The Leshem teaches that although the world appears continuous and seamless, in truth Hashem is constantly streaming new divine energy into existence. Every moment is a fresh act of creation. The 6,000 years are 6,000 years of constant streaming of divine energy sustaining reality.
Kol HaLashon.
When a Jew uses this energy to serve Hashem through Torah, Mitzvahs, and Avodah, that energy is elevated back to its divine source and becomes eternal. Over the course of history, every spark of divine energy that entered the world is either elevated through Mitzvahs or purified through suffering, through Yisurim. Nothing is lost. All that energy becomes part of an eternal reality, which is going to be Tchiyas HaMesim. And this is the secret of Haloas Nitzitzis, the elevation of the sparks, which is sort of synonymous with Tchiyas HaMesim and the parashas Vayishlach Vayomois, is the Shviris HaKelim and the Nitzitzis falling down. And elevating them is the opposite of Vayomois, it's Tchiyas HaMesim. All the sparks that fell into the primordial Shviris HaKelim are gradually lifted back to holiness through human action and they become eternal. Hashem sends energy downward, which is called in Kabbalah Mayim Duchrin, and through our Avodah we return it upwards, Mayim Nukvim, Mimcha HaKoil, Umiyotcha Nasanuloch. Everything originates from you and we return it to you. When all the energy of creation has been elevated, the world will reach its perfected state, Chiyas HaMesim, not only people, but all divine energy that ever entered existence will be restored to eternal life. This also explains the mystery of Yisurim suffering. Just as the earth produces food, which produces energy for life, every sin instantaneously produces consequences that cleanse and elevate and purify the sin. Hashem built into the system natural disasters, plagues, wars, upheavals, so that sin triggers a process of purification. Nothing stagnates on the spiritual level. Everything moves towards rectification. Decomposition, growth, decay, renewal, these aren't accidents. They are the machinery of a world constantly in motion, moving towards its eternal purpose. If we had spiritual vision, we would see this ongoing cycle. Divine energy descending, human action elevating it, sins triggering corrective forces, and all of creation gradually being woven into a magnificent eternal tapestry. Ultimately, the worlds will be purified. The concealment of Hashem will fall away. The divine light will be so overwhelming that our continued existence itself will be a miracle, that we don't dissolve against this tremendous revelation. Yet we will exist through the power of Torah, and we will experience unimaginable delight in the radiance of Hashem. Tchias HaMesim is therefore not a peripheral belief. It is the culmination of the entire cosmic process. All the energy that Hashem invested into creation, every spark, every moment, every life will be gathered, elevated, and fixed into eternal perfection. Creation is therefore a masterpiece in progress. Tchias HaMesim is the moment the masterpiece is unveiled and becomes eternal.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.